sapping effecta fire, said the suit, as it and Hawser went limp and unconscious. There was something hard under him. His head hurt. He couldn't remember where he was or what he was supposed to be doing. He only just remembered his name. Bora Hawser Gobichul, changer from the asteroid Haybore, lately employed by the Adirans in their holy war against the culture. How did that connect with the pain in his skull, though, and the hard, cold metal under his cheek? He had been hit hard. While he still couldn't see or hear or smell anything, he knew something severe had occurred, something almost fatal. He tried to remember what had happened. Where had he been last? What had he been doing? The Hand of God, 137. His heart leapt as he remembered. He had to get off. Where was his helmet? Why had Zoralundra deserted him? Where was that stupid Medjel with his helmet? Help! He found he couldn't move. Anyway, it wasn't the Hand of God 137, or any Adiran ship. The deck was hard and cold, if it was a deck, and the air smelled wrong. He could hear people talking now, too, but still no sight. He didn't know if his eyes were open and he was blind, or if they were shut and he couldn't open them. He tried to bring his hands up to his face to find out, but nothing would move. The voices were human. There were several. They were speaking the culture's language, Marain, but that didn't mean much. It had grown increasingly common as a second language in the galaxy over the last few millennia. Hawser could speak and understand it, though he hadn't used it since... since he had talked to Balveda, in fact, but before that, not for a long time. Poor Balveda. But these people were chattering, and he couldn't make out the individual words. He tried to move his eyelids and eventually felt something. He still couldn't think where he might be. All this darkness. Then he remembered something about being in a suit and a voice talking to him about targets or something. With a shock, he realized he had been captured or rescued. He forgot about trying to open his eyes and concentrated hard on understanding what the people nearby were saying. He had used Moraine just recently. He could do it. He had to. He had to know. Goddamn system for 2 weeks and I'll be getting some old guy in a suit. That was one voice. Female, he thought. What the hell did you expect? A culture starship? Male. Well, shit, a bit of one, the female voice said again. Some laughter.
It's a good suit. Rech, by the look of it. Think I'll have it.
Another male voice. Tone of command, no mistaking it. No good, too quiet.
They adjust, idiot.
The man again.
Bits of Adiran and culture warships would be floating all over the place and we could... that bow laser... and it's still fucked.
Woman. Different one.
Our effective won't have damaged it, will it?
Another male. Young sounding, cutting across what the woman had said.
It was on sack, not blow, the captain said, or whatever he was.
Who were these people?
Not a lot less than Grandad over there, said one of the men.
Him. They were talking about him. He tried not to show any sign of life. He only now realized that, of course, he was out of the suit. Lying a few meters away from people, probably standing around it, some with their backs to him. He was lying with one arm underneath his body on his side, naked, facing them. His head still hurt, and he could feel saliva dribbling from his half-open mouth.
Weapon of some sort with him. Can't see it, though,
said the man, and his voice altered, as though he was changing position as he spoke. Sounded like they had lost the plasma gun. They were mercenaries. Had to be. Privateers.
Can I have your old suit, Cracklin?
Young male.
Well, that's that, the man said, sounding as though he was getting up from a squatting position or turning round.
It seemed he had ignored the previous speaker.
Bit of a disappointment, maybe, but we did get this suit. Better get out now before the big boys show.
What now? One of the females again. Hawser liked her voice. He wished he could get his eyes open.
That temple should be easy, mate, even without the bow laser. Only about 10 days from here. We'll do a little bit more funding up on some of their altar treasures and then buy some heavy weaponry on Vavetch. We can all spend our ill-gotten gains there.
The man, Crakeline, or whatever his name was, paused. He laughed.
Doro, don't look so frightened. This'll be simple. You'll be thankful I heard about this place once we're rich. The goddamn priests don't even carry weapons. It'll be easy, easy out, yeah, we know.
A woman's voice, the nice one. Hawser was aware of light now, pink in front of his eyes. His head was still sore, but he was coming too. He checked out his body, consciously calling on the feedback nerves to gauge his own physical readiness.